I plucked up my courage and asked Miss Angela if we three might have tea together in here. She's just bringing it.
What an extraordinary business that was just now.
Yes, it was.
Of course, his wife is innocent. I mean, look at her alibi.
I'm looking at it. A lovely alibi, isn't it?
Here we are. How'd you like your tea, Inspector?
No milk, thank you. Tell me, has Miss Grant told you where she was while you were having your bath on Sunday evening?
She hasn't told me, but I think I know where she went.
Well?
To Charles Rankin's room, only to find that he wasn't there.
What makes you think she went there?
The morning after the murder, Uncle Hubert told me you wanted Charles's room locked up, so I did it myself. Rosamond has a pair of bath slippers with green fluffy stuff above the instep. There was a wisp of it on the carpet in his room.
You really are quite superb. What was the relationship between Rankin and Miss Grant?
I can't discuss anything of that sort.
Very well. Let me tell you what I think. Rankin wanted her to marry him. She refused because of his relationship with another woman, am I right?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Mr. Bathgate overheard a rather passionate encounter between Rankin and Mrs. Wilde on the night before the murder, and he was under the impression that somebody else heard it too. I am firmly of the opinion that person was Rosamond Grant.
But surely you're not suggesting...
I'm suggesting nothing at this stage, but Miss Grant is possessed of an extremely violent temper. When she was at Cambridge, some girl or other ragged her about her friendship with Rankin, and Miss Grant went for her with a knife.
Oh, sure.
It was quite a scandal, and she was very lucky not to have been sent down.
Well, even so, I'm certain she didn't kill Charles. I don't see how she could have managed it.
Now, there's another aspect of the case I want to discuss with you both. Can either of you remember anything at all, that Rankin said about the man who gave him the knife?
He told us that it had been sent to him by some Russian he'd pulled out of a crevasse. But I can't remember anything he said about the man himself.
Yes, there was one thing. He said that the Russian lost two of his fingers through frostbite.
The devil he did. Let me tell you that on the night before the murder, a Russian was killed in Soho, and he had two fingers of his left hand missing.
So that means...
That there's a definite link between that dagger and some secret Russian society.
And Takarev has a seal ring with a figure of that dagger on it. And he's standing outside the French window now, listening to every word we say. Quick, Bathgate, after him!